The smell of chocolate filled the air. Left, right, full of chocolate tasting booths. Row by row, my stomach grumbled louder and louder. I wanted chocolate now. Finally, my uncle persuaded my mom into letting him buy 2 tickets for my family and him. Yes! There's a chance for me to eat a whole truckload of chocolate today. Where to first? Uncle asked. My brother and I quickly followed our stomach's compass and decided. When we finally got to the front of the line, we showed the hosts our tickets and we got our samples. Heart-racing, lips smacking! I closed my mouth down like a shark biting a fish, and the chocolate taste burst throughout my mouth. Creamy and smooth caramel stuck to my teeth as I took another bite. Whoa! This was the best thing I had in decades! This moment suddenly turned like a movie, the lights fading and a movie projecting in front of my eyes. It was my very first baseball game I'd ever been to.
Strike 1! The ump shouted. Strike 2! Strike 3! You're out!
Well, I won the bet, didn't I? Now hand over the chocolate, because it's mine! I shouted to my brother because the stands were roaring. He sighed, but reluctantly handed over the goodies. Here goes the airplane, I thought as I popped the chocolate into my mouth. I knew if I said what I thought out loud, my brother would call me a baby. Gee, older brothers these days, they are sometimes really annoying. The chocolate taste blew like a bomb, spreading sweetness throughout my mouth. The wonderful memory stopped when my brother started calling like a crow. Earth, Estella, yoo-hoo! We went to the next booth and got our samples. This time, it was drinkable chocolate. I thought it would be like hot chocolate, but boy was I wrong. The drink was pretty strong and left a tickle down my throat. It was pretty thick, and I got kind of thirsty, even though it was a drink. Quick, where to go? We have a chocolate emergency in the throat, I heard my brain say. Chocolate Blue is pretty good chocolate factory. We should go there, my uncle recommended, coming to the rescue. I didn't want to get in line because one time I saw the Chocolate Blue's chocolate at a store, and it looked disgusting. It looked like a bumpy, poop-colored and mushy chocolate. I didn't want to go, but since my uncle insisted, we had to go. So we waited in the short line, yet it felt like ages. Do I have to do this? Well, here goes, I thought. As I popped the chocolate into my mouth, I felt it spread. Although it was small, it was still amazingly tasty. It was nothing compared to what I was thinking. It was compact and definitely not mushy. It was crunchy and smooth at the same time because the almonds made it crunchy, but the chocolate would kick in and melt the almonds. Whoa, who knew it would be so good? Mom, can we please buy this? I asked. Mom never answered. Maybe it's a good time to take a break. Clear our chocolate brains into the ocean, shall we? Dad said. We watched the waves roll in. Shh, crash! The waves whispered at first, slowly getting louder. How is this entertaining? Finally, after the short break, which seemed like forever, my stomach craved for more chocolate. Again. As we walked along, I spotted a company that was giving out sample of chocolate/coconut water. My uncle encouraged me to head over and try.
If you don't try, you miss that chance. But remember, do things that are safe. Don't jump off a cliff, he would constantly remind me.
As I got closer, I thought I had seen that logo before. Weird woman, kind of like a sun hat. That's when my brain clicked. I had drunk in the company's almond milk before. It tasted horrible. I tried to screech my feet to a halt, but it seemed like my legs were working on their own. Slowly, I got closer and closer. I could hear my throat protesting and yelling at my feet to stop. Finally, the dreaded moment came. My legs parked me right in front of the booth, and the host asked me which type of chocolate I'd like. I asked for a dark, and he handed me the cup. Too late to back out now. My parents were looking at me intently, but it felt like the whole world was staring at me. My arm turned. I waited for the terrible taste, but it never came. That's when it hit me by shock, like a sudden light bulb going off in a dark room. It tasted good. No, better than good. It tasted amazing. It felt like my taste buds were having a party. Not only were my taste buds partying, but my whole entire mouth. The smoothness and the texture caught me by surprise. I was thinking blocky and chunky, but it was nothing like that. It was so good that I wanted my mom to buy some at the store.
Ready to go?
My dad asked as we filled all the chances to get tastings. Yeah, I'm never gonna eat chocolate again, I replied. We filled into the car and left the Ghirardelli Festival with filled chocolate stomachs. I felt the chocolate sensation slowly fade away like fog slowly parting.